Pauly and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Haw sitting in for Brian today. And Pat Fitzgerald joins us now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Visit HRIFamilyFun.com to save up to $34.95. Pat Fitzgerald and the Northwestern Wildcats taking on Nebraska on Saturday. I guess that's tomorrow morning. Fitz, how are you? Oh, it's 2:30. They moved the game. Fitz, yeah, how you doing?
Not time for a nap. Morning, Fitz.
I just woke up from my nap. I'm doing great.
Have you gotten nothing but questions about that since the news was revealed that that you enjoy you encourage the players to have a nap before games?
Yeah, obviously we've got a lot of serious issues going on in the world right now that we got to talk about our team taking a nap. But you know, we're having some fun with it, and you know, in all honesty, when we went back and looked at how we started the game against Boston College. I talked to our guys on Monday morning, our leadership council, and said, why do we start slowly? And a lot of people don't know that we have a morning routine here. We start meetings for college kids now, college young men, 17 to 23 years old. They get up at 6:50. They're in meetings at 6:50. We're on the field at 8:30. And so they're used to going to class then and taking a nap in the middle of the afternoon. So just a little symbolic, little Jedi mind trick. We change it up for our 2:30 game against South Dakota, and now we've been talking about it all week. So, you know, when we win, I'll be going around the clinic circuit. Success by napping, you know, it'll be great.
Fitz, you leave no stone unturned. I know you're highly prepared, and you anticipate as many situations as you can. That said, tomorrow, I don't think that it's hard to imagine. You know, Nebraska's never come to Northwestern. Nebraska's never been in your stadium with the following that it could have. And I just wondered, how have you addressed the fact that there could be a reality where, you know, look, you look into your stadium, you look into your crowd, and you see a very heavy Nebraska following, and there could be a dynamic there that maybe you're not expecting, that maybe have an effect on the psyche of your team. Have you addressed that?
Yeah, you know, we talk about it all the time when we play, that the thing that we need to focus on is on us. And you know, you got to tip your hat to the Husker Nation. You know, a couple of years ago, I think they went into South Bend and took it over.
Yep.
Is what I've been told. Same thing in Madison. You know, so they're going to travel well. You understand that, and you know, we've been averaging about 35,000, about 35,000 for our games at home. So we expect to have that in purple, and then you know there'll be a handful of Nebraska fans, and will we maybe have to adjust? Yeah, we might have to, but it'll be a terrific atmosphere, you know, and hopefully our fans, I know they will, show the same hospitality we received a year ago when we went out to Lincoln and found a way to win.
In a way, Vanderbilt paid you the ultimate compliment. They said they don't want to play you anymore because obviously they've lost to you a couple years running, and they dropped Ohio State too. So I think that's a compliment. How did you take it?
Well, I'm disappointed. You know, we thought that we were peer institutions, and obviously we're mistaken. And I think it just shows where our program is at in comparison to theirs. And I've got a lot of respect for the coach and you know, what they're trying to get done there. But obviously, you know, we're in two totally different places as a program. And to have them do it the way that they did and in the manner of which, I'll let Jim Phillips handle all that. You know, he's the boss. And, you know, I'm just disappointed. But, you know, for us as a program now, we'll eliminate a road game. We'll pick up a home game for next year. Give us 7 home games again, and you know, we'll turn you know, another team's decision into a great positive for our program.
You know, Fitz, I think tomorrow against Nebraska, offensively, there's opportunity there. Nebraska has not been a very good road team on defense. They give up a ton of points when they go on the road, and I know that that's assuming a lot, and you never want to assume that as a coach. But defensively, I think the challenge is greater. Taylor Martinez is a dual threat, probably one of the more dangerous quarterbacks in the Big Ten. I know this week in practice, Stephen Buckley's been playing on the scout team. And could you just talk about the preparation aspect for a guy like Taylor Martinez and just how big that challenge is and some of the things that might work?
Yeah, you know, I think you can really work hard to emulate it in practice, but there's no way that you're going to be on the same speed and efficiency that Taylor's going to be. So, yes, Stephen did a great job. One of our young tailbacks, it's redshirting, that was actually a high school quarterback. Did a terrific job, and we'll call him again as we get ready for Denard Robinson here in a couple weeks. But, you know, for us from a standpoint defensively, it's going to be critically important. You know, they run the zone read option like we run, that we're all on the same page, that if our D-line are taking the dive, our linebackers are there to take the quarterback and vice versa. And then like a week ago when we finally settled down and fit better and fit properly against Minnesota, the ball is going to get to our secondary in the run game. And our safeties a week ago, and Ibrahim Campbell and Jared Carpenter and Trevion Henry, those three guys batted 100% getting the ball on the ground when it got to the second and a half, third level. And if we can do that tomorrow and make that offense execute, then we'll give ourselves a chance to win. So we've got to eliminate explosion plays in the run game, force them to throw the ball to win. And if we can tackle well and get off blocks, I like our chances of being able to slow them down a little bit.
And obviously on offense, it starts with Kane Coulter and what he's done, but you've done a great job of getting Trevor Siemian involved and getting and moving those guys around a little bit. And, of course, Venrick Mark with the big runs last week. That kid hits a hole like you're supposed to, like people talk about doing. I mean, he actually is he is fearless, and he's full speed as he hits that hole. It's just so much fun to watch.
Yeah, he's a patient runner. He's a great fit to the zone scheme. He understands what we're trying to do, where the soft spots are going to be in the defense, and he can accelerate like someone that we've never had in our program. And so his 0 to 40 is as electric as we've had. And it's no disrespect to Tyrell Sutton and Damian Anderson and all the guys that have been in between our two last kind of all Big Ten backs. He's really playing at a high level right now, and hopefully he'll have his best game of the year tomorrow.
Fitz, this has been a big year for the program. I mean, you make the announcement about the Lakeside facility. It's a huge step for Northwestern football. You're coming into this big game against Nebraska, 6-1, where bowl eligible doesn't mean what it used to mean 5 years ago. The standards are higher. The expectations are greater. And when you have a big moment on the cusp of something big tomorrow, how do you approach that in terms of expectations? And how do you, try to prevent that from becoming, too big? You still have a lot of games, a lot of football left after this one. You don't want to build it up to be too big, and you don't want to minimize it either.
Well, you bring up a nap in your press conference, and everybody talks about it during the week. in all seriousness, we have not put together three phases of 60-minute football yet, and that's what we're striving towards. We've got 10 freshmen, true or redshirt, in our two deep. We're a very young football team, and what I'm most proud of to this point, a little over halfway through the season, is the journey that we've been on. Our young men have allowed us as a coaching staff really to drive and work diligently to improve in the areas that we need to get better at. And I'm not saying that this year wasn't a year that we had high expectations, but we really felt like if we could kind of get started fast and we can build on success and get some confidence with a young group, that the fundamental, the technique, the execution will come if we've got that confidence. And I believe we're on the cusp of that. And tomorrow's going to be a terrific challenge, but if practice is any indication of where we're at, we're starting to practice like a team that understands the opportunities that we have. And hopefully we'll bring it with us tomorrow, 2:30 to 6:30, and find a way to get it done.
Did I read somewhere that you're changing unis too? You got an all-black uniform or something?
Yeah, when we went to with Under Armour last offseason, you kind of have a three-uniform rotation with them. And we had to order the uniforms after the first of the year, so we had to put a priority on which ones we needed in. So we were on the road first. We got the white uniforms in, and then the purple ones came in game week, actually. And the third one was our black jersey, and that just came in here a couple weeks ago. So, again, talking to our leadership council, I said, hey, the uniform's in. Would you guys like to wear it? And, of course, the young men said, yeah, they're all fired up and all that. So, it's one of those neat things about college football. Every little thing matters. And, wearing a black uniform, I think you got the guys a little fired up.
I got to tell you, I think the purple one with the black stripe in it, that is so sharp. It's unbelievable. I can't wait to see the black ones. I mean, I'm not even kidding. I kind of love the Under Armour brand and some of the stuff
they
do.
It's well timed because the black shirts, that's the Nebraska defense traditionally. And now Northwestern will be the one in the black shirts tomorrow.
That had nothing to do with it, but it would be nice if our defense played like they're great. Played over the years, I'd be pretty fired up for that.
It's Football Friday on the Score. Pat Fitzgerald joining us, sponsored by Crown Royal. And Coach, I guess as you look at tomorrow and you start talking about, David mentions the implications. I mean, I know you don't get too far ahead, and he's right. Bowl eligible is bowl eligible, but it's not the same thing as potentially winning a Big Ten title, and that seems to be what a lot of people think is on the line. I don't know how you handle that expectation, but David's right too. I don't think a lot of people expected you to be in that point, but it's an opportunity when teams like Ohio State and Penn State are not available for that.
Well, we talked about it about 3 weeks ago as we looked at our season moving forward. You know, if we handle our business, we'll get to our bye week with three games to go, in position to compete for a championship. And we're not quite there yet. You know, obviously this is a huge game tomorrow and then another big one next week for homecoming here against Iowa. But, you know, of our last five games, we got three at Ryan Field. Sold out great atmosphere tomorrow, going to be a sold out great atmosphere against Iowa next week, and then we'll get a bye and get a chance to recharge a little bit. We'll go out nationally and recruit. We've already been all over Chicago recruiting through the early part of the year. We'll get out nationally and recruit during our bye week, and then we'll come back for three huge games, hopefully. But all that won't matter unless we handle our business. And the mission is to go 1-0 tomorrow, and we got to put three phases together. Hopefully we will.
Coach, best of luck. We're good both going to be out there, I think, tomorrow. Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to it.
Appreciate it. Make sure you guys take a nap before you get up there. All right?
That's beautiful. That's Northwestern football coach Pat Fitzgerald.